they will be very scarce, high in the low to mid-90s. With so much going on in the tropics right now, you need our free weather app to keep you up to date on what's going on. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Seven people were taken to the hospital after a crash involving a Matz bus Wednesday afternoon. Montgomery police say the bus and a pickup truck collided around 2 o'clock on West Fairview Avenue at I-65. All injuries were minor. Police are investigating the cause of this crash. Montgomery Fire Rescue now has more money to hire additional staff. The department will receive more than $3.5 million in federal grant money. They plan to use that money to hire 33 firefighters, which should help cut down on overtime hours. And nine students from Lamp High School have been named semifinalists for the National Merit Scholarship. Students enter the program by taking the PSAT National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. The scholarships will be awarded in March. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery. Itabina.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral Keith Smith says they've made their last flyovers to notify mariners at sea. Now they're positioning heavy equipment needed after the storm. His final warning to those on sea and land.
We urge everyone in Hurricane Florence's path to be ready.
Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon claims the Trump administration took money from FEMA.
He says this money was diverted to ICE. The Department of Homeland Security, though, is pushing back strongly on this one. They're calling this a political stunt.
Trump has signed an executive order. It allows for sanctions to be slapped on foreigners who meddle in American elections.
Apple is putting your limits to the test with the iPhone XS Max, price tag $1,100.
Embattled Mayor Rahm Emanuel is forming a task force to consider a so-called universal basic income program, which would make monthly payments to residents of Chicago without any conditions.
Jeff Fager, executive producer for 60 Minutes, is stepping down.
The U.S. is now the world's largest crude oil producer, surpassing the closest competitors, Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Teen use of e-cigarettes has reached epidemic levels.
The Me Too movement has inspired some McDonald's workers to strike next week.
Middle-class income hit an all-time high, according to the Census Bureau.
Cancer will claim the lives of 9.6 million people this year.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Sometimes we should have a camera in here.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the times we should, but sometimes we should. Got to give a big shout-out to Old Navy. He's listening to us up in Illinois. All the way up there. Those apps are great. And
I was using the News Talk app earlier today.
You were?
Works fantastic. It's been updated, so it's a great new app. It's actually a news scroll kind of feed at the bottom now. Very well put together.
I like that. 272-9228, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, which we'll do tomorrow. We're going to do it. We have plenty of time, so you can call me back. So if you got in on the, if you're in on that drawing, make sure you listen towards the end of the show tomorrow, because I love it when you guys get your gift basket for that weekend, particularly if it's a game weekend and you want to add some game goodies. They've got some salsa down there, game day salsa. They've got some great things that are relishes that you can add to different treats. And then, of course, the things like watermelon and fresh vegetables and things like that. Of course, the Cuban sandwich is pretty high up on Danny Boy's list here. I know. Christopher Ray was very interesting this morning. Did a wide array of interviews. This was the D.C. portion of the interview that he did with CBS. And so we're going to start out with the threat of China is one of the biggest threats. Let's listen in.
China is the target of economic espionage investigations in nearly all 56 FBI field offices. We met up with FBI Director Christopher Wray at the agency's headquarters in Washington yesterday. He told us in an exclusive interview how China is looking to steal secrets on everything from American technology to agriculture.
If I look at our counterintelligence mission overall, China is our top priority in that space. We've had cases involving everything from turbine technology in places like upstate New York to corn seed development in Iowa.
What do you mean corn seed? They're trying to steal our corn seed?
Well, of course, we have, I think, America's agriculture is the envy of the world, and we're very proud of it, and we should be. And whenever we're the best at something, somebody else is chasing us. It's something that I think most Americans don't understand.
Well, what are they trying to steal? What do they want?
They're trying to steal our trade secrets, our ideas, our innovation.
The U.S. Trade Representative put a figure on the theft of intellectual property, and it's up to $600 billion annually. It's enormous.
The thing that people need to understand is that this has an impact on everyday people. It has an impact on American businesses. It has an impact on American jobs. It has an impact on American consumers.
How so?
Well, China's goal is to take what it can and become essentially self-sufficient and put American businesses out of business.
Well, to replace America as the world's economic superpower.
I think that's their goal, and they're pretty open about it.
That is their goal, and they're pretty open about it. You know, when Donald Trump talks about China and the way he does, he's absolutely right. He is spot on. And this whole thing that Woodward's going, 99.9% of the economists out there disagree with what Donald Trump is doing. He is so dead wrong on that, because I was just noticing that in Investor's Business Daily today, they were talking about that China is succumbing to under pressure to some of this stuff.
Right.
And they're feeling it. They're feeling it right in their pocketbook.
And it depends on how you ask an economist, or let's take Larry Kudlow. And it's not just that he's working for the president now. Like, Larry Kudlow, if you ask just straight up, do you think tariffs are a good thing?
He's going to say bad.
He's going to say bad. But do you think tariffs are a good thing as part of a strategy to put pressure on China to lower their barriers?
He's going to say it's a good thing.
Yes. But we can't expect that nuance in the media.
Well, and that's what happens, is that Woodward is listening to a Cohen who disagreed with it vehemently. Cohen didn't understand what Trump was trying to do. Kudlow understood completely what he was trying to do. And you already look at what he did with Mexico. I think that that Canada is going to go. But then they go, and Trump is doing all these bad things to our allies. Well, he's trying to get them to, and this is in Woodward's book. You can pick it up in the Woodward portion of this interview. And what he's trying to do is get them to pay their fair share, using a Democrat terminology, in NATO. It's the same thing that Obama tried to do, but he didn't do it because he was a weenie. But Trump is getting it done. They are adding money to the coffers there. They are spending more money, which means you have greater defense out there, which scares the crap out of Russia. Also, did you notice that they did a thing that if Russia tampers with anything in the election, there are going to be these serious sanctions? Didn't get an ounce of news on. I couldn't even find the story. Could not even find the story because nobody would report it, because it was against the narrative that they have on Trump, that Trump and Russia are in collusion. This fake news and the way they were tilting this stuff is driving me nuts. And it is so bad and so wrong. Trump is not getting his message out, particularly on the economic success that's happening out there. Let's listen in to more of China.
It's not only these individuals who are engaged in spying, it's companies. You've raised concerns about the Chinese telecom giants, Huawei and ZTE. Why are they national security risks?
Well, anytime you start talking about foreign companies that are beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values and our dedication to the rule of law, it enables them to conduct economic espionage. It enables them to conduct different kinds of cyber attacks. It enables them to steal information in a variety of ways.
The president intervened a few months ago to save ZTE from some of these crippling financial penalties that Congress wanted. Was the president wrong?
I continue to be very concerned, and I think the intelligence community continues to be very concerned about the threat to our telecommunications infrastructure presented by some of the kinds of companies that are beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values. And the idea of letting the fox in the hen house is something that I think people need to be really, really careful about before we find out that we're going to regret it.
You know, and Redtop is going to comment on this. I think that Christopher Wray is very measured, and that's one of the reasons I like him. I'm hoping, and to Redtop's point, I did not like, after the IG's report, how he did that press conference after saying basically, see, there was nothing there. You know, this isn't pervasive in the FBI. And there are all these good men and women. Nobody ever said it was pervasive. And it was just, there's a group of people that are at the very, very top. They were trying to do things to discredit the president-elect and the president of the United States, and to hurt a candidate from winning. I mean, that's what it gets down to. So Christopher Wray is going to move in, and he's going to be asked about Trump and the FBI.
Director, I know you have been asked this many times, but I do want to ask it of you, because the president has issued repeated attacks on the FBI, on the integrity of its work, on the people who work here at the FBI. In fact, he said that the reputation of the FBI is in tatters. Those attacks have taken their toll.
I'll tell you what I see. I see 37,000 men and women who get up every day trying to keep 325 million American people safe. I see people who work their tails off in that effort, who are people of character, of courage, of professionalism and diligence. And we do thousands and thousands of investigations every year. I think about the agents that I swear in at Quantico several times a year, who compete like heck to be accepted into the ranks of the FBI. I could give you example after example. That's the FBI that I see. That's the real FBI. And that's what we're about.
Now that, and it was an okay answer. It wasn't a great answer. I think there was a way he could have said, I don't think he's talking about the rank and file of the FBI. If he would have said, well, some of the things that are being discovered within the FBI are concerning, I think those would have been better answers. But I think Christopher Wray is kind of a company man, and he's going to toe the company line. And the FBI is very much like that. They're very much introspective, and it's the company. But then that allows a freelancer to get out and start doing bad things like Peter Strzok did. Okay, so now Christopher Wray is going to be asked about his relationship with Trump and the tweets that are out there.
How would you describe your relationship with President Trump?
My focus is on having a very professional relationship with the president. I think that's what I've been trying to do since day one, and that's true today just as much as it was on day one.
He tweets a lot about cabinet members and top members of his administration, but you specifically have never been the subject of one of his tweets.
Well, I'm not much of a Twitter guy, as people will tell you, and that's not meant to criticize Twitter. Social media commentary has its place. I just find that I've got enough to do all day long running the FBI that without getting too hung up and worrying about what's on Twitter.
The FBI director has a motto. Mm-hmm. It's keep calm and tackle hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the message he's trying to send not only through the 37,000 strong FBI that is keeping us safe every single day, is fighting back there. You heard about China, which is stealing $600 billion from us, trying to make sure our elections are safe, kidnap kids they go after and help rescue our kids. I mean, I think we need to realize just how much the FBI does for the average everyday American.
Stand strong and tackle hard. I like that. That was very insightful to hear that. Now he's going to be asked about the anonymous op-ed that was written, and kind of what does he feel about this? Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Authority.
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Cannon through the bathroom window.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'd be remiss if I did not mention that this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. I'm going to see Tip Thames and David Ingram. Tell them you're a Dan Marshall listener. Eric, Danielle, Lynn. Just check them out for me. Because buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Okay, so Christopher Wright is going to be asked about the anonymous op-ed that was in the New York Times and what he thinks about that.
The president has said that he wants the attorney general to investigate who wrote that anonymous New York Times op-ed. Do you believe, as the president does, that this is an issue of national security?
Well, first off, I can tell you I didn't write it. I didn't have anything to do with it. Second, I would tell you that we're not really in the practice of confirming or discussing whether we're going to be conducting a particular investigation. I would tell you that we're going to make decisions about that kind of thing based on all the factors we normally do, which is whether or not we have sufficient evidence of federal crime.
You've said you did not write the right. New York Times op-ed. I know that you have denied that, but I want to ask you about the content. It described the president's leadership style as, quote, impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective. It said that the root of the president's problem is, quote, amorality. Does that sound like the president you know?
I try very hard to make sure that my relationship with the president is a professional one. And beyond that, I'm not going to really be weighing in on opinions, especially anonymously expressed opinions. I can tell you that there are lots of ways for people to express their views and their disagreements. For me, the idea of doing it through an anonymous op-ed is about the furthest thing from my mind.
That was straight to the point.
This was a great, like, I don't want to touch
this. I don't
this.
Really want to talk about that. I have a professional relationship with the president.
Right.
And I want to keep it that way, and I also want to keep my job. So the final question that Christopher Wright is going to be asked about, fair elections. Interesting answer here.
Let me turn now to Russia and its malign activities. When Vladimir Putin said that Russia has never interfered and is not going to interfere in American affairs, including the election process, was he lying?
Well, again, I'm not going to accuse somebody of lying. I'll just say that that doesn't jibe with our read of the evidence, and we're pretty confident in our read.
What is Russia doing to disrupt the midterms that are now just about 60 days away?
So what we're seeing now is a continuation of the what we call the malign foreign influence efforts. What they do is sow both inaccurate information, disinformation, it's a kind of information warfare, and then propaganda, exaggerated half-truths, distortions.
Why are we letting this happen? Why are we letting Russia do this? We have the greatest law enforcement agency in the world, the FBI. We have the most powerful tech companies in the world. Why are we allowing Russia to do this?
I don't view us as allowing them to do anything. I think we're countering it. We are working hard to counter it more and more effectively all the time.
How are we fighting back?
Well, in some cases, we have law enforcement investigations that lead to charges. In some cases, we have steps that the technology companies can take themselves. And in some cases, we're raising awareness, because the best defense against disinformation and propaganda is accurate information.
So come November, can Americans be confident that it was a fair election?
I think Americans can have confidence in our election system.
Good God.
Did you hear the question? Hey, what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? And this is what I just don't get from the press. And this has been from day one when I was traveling with these guys and knew them. Is their perception of the world is, okay, you government, you need to go stop this. That is their first knee-jerk reaction to everything. Versus there is this incredible mosaic of social media that's out there. What you want is a fair, open media that's out there. You want it to be open.
Yes.
And that allows bad guys to be saying things and good guys to be saying things. You do want to have, you don't want thought police by the government, but you do want to have people that are out there correcting stuff. I think the four Pinocchio concept is a good one, as long as they're doing it fair and honestly.
Just this whole, especially these defenders of democracy in the media, it's silly to me. And I'll put it very simply, because I could rant about this for hours. They are defenders of democracy, but the whole premise that underlies their fear of Russia is that Americans are too stupid to know the difference between stupid propaganda and what's actually good information.
But it's actually worse than that, because what they're doing is they have got an association, a synapse issue, where they've got Trump being elected and Russia together.
Yes.
And in their mind, they won't say it unless they're really, really drunk or stoned, is that the reason Donald Trump is president right now is because of Russia. And that's not the case.
Yeah, that's not.
Have you seen the Google thing where they're doing the day after the election? And
I've only read about this. I haven't watched it yet.
This was kind of an interesting conversation last night. They're talking about Russia's influence in Facebook and in the network, giving out false information, and that changed a whole bunch of people's mind, which is totally crazy. How about this? How much influence has Google had in their shadowing, where they have actually shut down conservatives and they've influenced more with liberal? And should that be considered, wait on this, should that be considered an in-kind contribution? Because if you're promoting at a greater extent and you're using resources of your company to do that, and you're giving somebody an advantage, isn't that an in-kind contribution? To me, it is. And if you're not allowing equal access to somebody and you're playing a favoritism and you're using the force of a billion-dollar company, trillion-dollar company, into that, to me, is election manipulation. That is a much greater manipulation than Russia ever thought about having. How about the media and the fact that they're not reporting economic good news? And they're choosing stories, and they're not saying, okay, here's the information that's out here, let's go through and go through the information cycle. But that press conference they did with Hassett, they did not even mention that. You barely hear anything about a jobs report. You barely hear anything about a stock market going to work out. You barely hear about China's stock market tanking out there because of the tariff decisions that are being made. We're at the near record highs, if not record highs. They're 20% down, actually a little more than that now. They just cannot do it fair, and they do not realize that their prejudice against conservatism is just eating them up, and they only think a big government, progressive, liberal, is the only way they can succeed. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Cannon through the bathroom.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Millions of Americans in the southeast are in the path of Hurricane Florence, and despite the storm weakening a bit, officials are urging residents to prepare for the worst. FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
The ocean is going to start rising along the coast and in the Back Bay and inlet areas and the sound areas within a matter of hours. Your time to get out of those areas and storm surge inundation is coming to a close. I cannot emphasize that enough.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says winds in excess of 100 miles per hour and torrential rain aren't the only concern.
Storm surge and massive flooding. Both are going to be extreme.
Power could be out for days in some areas. Investigators in Bakersfield, California say domestic violence is suspected as the motive in yesterday's deadly rampage by a man who shot and killed 5 people, including his wife. He then killed himself. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Florence is bearing down on the North Carolina coast, and all of us will have to watch the future progress after the storm comes ashore and see where it may go. For us today, look for a sudden cloud mix, high temperature in the lower 90s, a few random hit-or-miss storms here and there possible, overnight low 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high around 94. An isolated storm, perhaps. Then Saturday and Sunday, the risk of any storms would be under 20%. They will be very scarce, high in the low to mid-90s. With so much going on in the tropics right now, you need our free weather app to keep you up to date on what's going on. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Dana Perino interviewed Bob Woodward yesterday while we were on the air. Someone went and grabbed that little baby. Also, she interviewed John Kerry. John Kerry, it was really bad.
Yeah.
He just, the guy just cannot, you know, they talk about Trump lying all the time. You just know what he was saying was total fiction. It was absolutely incredible. So let's listen in to Bob Woodward and Dana is going to be talking about the book has got all these details of meetings that Trump was in.
I want to start by playing some sound from you over the weekend on CBS Sunday Morning.
You look at the operation of this White House and you have to say, let's hope to God we don't have a crisis. People better wake up to what's going on.
And what struck me by that is that do you think people are not aware of what's going on?
Well, I think this book shows in meticulous detail what happens at specific meetings where the issues are addressed by President Trump and his staff, foreign affairs, North Korea, Afghanistan, the Middle East, all of the immigration trade issues. And so in the coverage of Trump and the focus a number of people have had on the, and I think rightly, on the Mueller investigation, that's been the center of gravity. I think you need to measure a presidency by what actually is done on the issues that affect people.
Now, did you hear what he said? That you need to measure a presidency based on what is being done on the issue that's concerning people. So if you take that measurement, what's being done is great. I mean, see, this is what just does not make any sense to me. He talks about this chaotic and all this crazy stuff, but then when you look at the issues that are really being done, they're working. I mean, this is where it just doesn't make sense. And I think it's important that we listen to Bob Woodward because I think Bob Woodward reveals a lot about himself in this whole thing.
There's been several people have come out and said this book is inaccurate. This is not a new accusation, right? You've heard this before and you've answered and said it's all accurate or you have the notes to back it up. But what about for some of those people that have decided to talk to you? Do they get more favorable treatment in a book?
I am able and I have the time to actually vet it and make sure that these are the descriptions of what occurred. But some of these statements by people, I call it kind of a politically calculated survival denial. Mm. It's very much like the non-denial denial.
Right. They complain a little bit about that it was out of context or it was misrepresenting their experience. Yeah. That was what Rob Porter said.
Yes. And actually, I believe that it does. But these things get washed out.
I believe it does.
As time moves on, the former editor of the Washington Post, Ben Bradley, used to always say the truth emerges. Often it takes a great deal of time.
Four people are quoted extensively in the book, Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Rob Porter, and Gary Cohn. But those four are no longer there. There is one person who's quoted quite extensively in the book that I read over the weekend. That is Chief of Staff John Kelly, and he is still there. And here's one of the quotes in the book. John Kelly sees Gary Cohn in the cabinet room after Gary Cohn has said, look, I'm going to resign because of the Charlottesville statements. And in the book it says, on the way out of the Oval Office, General Kelly, who has heard it all, pulled Cohn into the cabinet room. According to notes that Cohn made afterward, Kelly said, that was the greatest show of self-control I have ever seen. If that were me, I would have taken that resignation letter and shoved it up his six different times. I spoke to a source close to the White House, and I'm told that this is what they told me, in quotes, they couldn't believe the Kelly quotes, that they weren't surprised about the other four, but that the Kelly quotes really surprised them, and that the president is very unhappy with General Kelly, and the chief of staff, that he feels, that they feel betrayed. And the other thing they said is that they had heard Kelly say something like this about Cohn, or that they'd heard this story before. And so there seems to be now, because of the book, some distrust between President Trump and Chief of Staff John Kelly. Would that surprise you?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done reporting on it. But again, the things that Chief of Staff Kelly talked about and what he did, I mean, there are very interesting points in the book where he sits down and he issues some orders and he says, we are no longer going to make on-the-fly decisions. Mm-hmm. We are going to make sure that there is a process, a vetting of decisions, and no decision that the president makes is final until there is a formal decision memo. And of course,
that rankled some people.
Yeah, and it didn't last. Mm-hmm. There is an effort on the part of General Kelly to get some control here. And as anyone who has worked for Trump knows, and I think the book establishes this also, that very hard to control Trump.
Yeah. How would
That was interesting. So he's saying that Kelly did say that, but Kelly has said, no, I did not say that. And so maybe he's trying to give himself cover. Let's go to first-time caller Bob. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in today. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I work for a media company as their corporate credit collections manager.
You work for a media company as what now?
Their corporate credit and collections manager.
Ah, okay. How big of a media company?
65 TV stations.
Oh, wow. Raycom, huh?
You got it. at least it's Raycom for now, which is, of course, my primary concern. I'm 65 and in a very narrow skill field.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out there in the market and looking for a job now is terrifying.
Yeah, Mark P. Bunning said that things aren't really going to change that much. But that's his side of the ledger. I guess since you're in the headquarters, I guess that it could change. Because there's somebody else doing your job in the other company, right?
Correct. Yeah, and I know her very well. She's good people.
Interesting. So
he also said there was going to be over $4 million worth of savings just from Raycom corporate.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which, of course, means salary.
Yeah, I mean salary, exactly. So how long have you been listening to the show, Bob?
Whenever I can go out at lunch.
That is...
So probably about 5 years, 10 years at least. I usually don't go out to lunch.
You're working so hard all the time. Well,
yeah,
bye-bye.
It's me and no assistants, and, so I stay pretty busy.
That's interesting, Bob. So what do we owe the pleasure of your telephone call today?
Well, I wanted to register for the Sweet Creek package, but I also wanted to make a comment about...
Well, but you're also going to be in on the $50 gift card for a Fresh Market since you're a first-time caller.
Right, and Joey already took my information for that.
Have you been to Fresh Market?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean the one over on...
Perry Hill Road?
Yes, I have. I love it over there.
It is a great place. Have you been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
No, I didn't even know where it was.
It's on 231.
I heard you talking about it, and I looked it up on the internet.
It's down 231, basically 2 miles, 2 minutes past the turn for Taylor Road on 231. You'll see it on your left-hand side. It is spectacular. You will love it.
Well, I'm looking forward to being able to go if you draw my name.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's a random drawing, so we do it electronically.
Understood. But even if you don't draw my name, I'm trying to talk my wife into going over there to look, check it out, and find out what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You ought to do that for a weekend excursion down there.
Yep.
There's another place
up in Chilton County I'd like to go to, but they're not a sponsor, so I won't mention them.
There you go. I appreciate that an awful lot. You really will like Sweet Creek. I have yet to meet somebody that's gone down there that didn't say, boy, that's a neat concept in a neat place. So what else is on your mind today?
Some of the questions that the interviewer was asking the new FBI director, anybody with half a brain would know most of those questions he couldn't answer because of the restrictions on the position that he holds.
Of course.
But they ask anyway.
They do. And why do they ask anyway?
Well, they're hoping he's going to mess up.
Well, they're hoping he's going to mess up. And the other thing is, when he's not able to answer it, then what that does, and this is an old press reporter technique, when you can't answer it or you can only give a vague answer, then you've left an information black hole there that somebody else can fill in.
And they will fill it in something.
And you heard, matter of fact, I cut out some of the chatter back and forth where they were talking about some of that, particularly the Russian part of it.
Goodness.
You know, as much as the Russians have been in the headlines, I'm much more concerned about the Chinese.
Yeah.
You just did a brief story about how much they're stealing from us every single year.
Well, and that was the biggest concern of Christopher Wray. That's why I started out with the piece on China versus ended with the piece on China. Because in the actual interview, China was the last subject. I made it the first subject because it was so big.
Yeah, it was very good.
Well, I'm glad.
And like I said, I try to listen to your show every single time I go out to lunch or I'm away from my desk at lunch and can turn on the radio. Isn't that often, but, you know, I do what I can.
I really appreciate you being a listener, and I really appreciate you calling in today. Now, we're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket tomorrow towards the end of the show. So make sure you tune in, because if you win, Bob, I want you to be able to take your bride down there and pick out $60 worth of great stuff from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
That's great, and I'm glad you said bride, because I've renewed my vows with her now 4 different times.
Oh, that is great. Let me ask you, what's your religious background? Are you Episcopal?
I'm a military brat, so it's very unidenominational.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's something that you do in the Anglican Church a lot. Bob, I really enjoyed talking to you. Good luck. We're going to do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card on Wednesday, Sweet Creek Farm Market, tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Adios.
Have a good day.
You too. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with more right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has 4 wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, Joey's getting this telephone call to remind you about Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Two locations on Madison Avenue, the main and then the overflow about three blocks away. Then you have Bell Road location. That's where Don's son is hanging out and taking care of people. Then you have the new Millbrook location, and that's where All-American Mike hangs his hat. You guys are tearing it up in Millbrook. I think that was a smart move on Don Duncan's part. Wanted to bring competition in there, but to bring great service. So go by and see Mike and the team there at the Millbrook location. It's right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Should we get Duke in here?
I think so.
Duke of Earl. Hey, Duke.
Hey, how are you today?
I am very good, and you?
I'm fine. I saw that clip that you played of Woodward and Perino. Mm-hmm. I think that's her name. And, you know, the first, I just saw it, I think it was Sunday morning, is that right?
No, it was played yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, okay. And my first thought was, you know, he said something about, God help us if there's a crisis. My fear over 8 years under Obama was just that. If something were to happen as a crisis under him instead of Trump, I feel a hell of a lot more safer under Trump than I did Obama.
Absolutely, because you feel that Trump has got the you-know-whats to do something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what when I heard that and you played it back, I thought just the opposite of what he thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Duke. I always like hearing from you. Let's go to Robert G. Robert G., welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Very well.
Hey, I wanted to call. We live in Deedsville, and we went to see All-American Mike yesterday.
All right, good.
Yeah. I'm a courier, so I get tires quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never paid less than $750 for a set of tires. And I went and saw Mike yesterday because we were kind of put up with the other local places you could get them. Anyways, we ended up spending $150 less than we normally do, and we got a high-mileage oil change.
Wow. Let me tell you something. And the competition that has been with the company that's there that has had no competition, I have heard from so many people, it is so refreshing to have Don Duncan there because they love your business and you coming in and doing business with them. I had five different people say the other place treated us like you know what. And yeah, it's like they were doing us a favor by selling us tires.
Yeah, and, you know, I explained the situations that I'd had with other places, and, you know, I'm not a complainer. And it takes a lot. Usually, if you don't do me right, I'm just not coming back. But like you said, we haven't had a lot of choices. But I just wanted to call and let you know, my wife works for another of your sponsors, Clark Heating and Air, and...
Wait. Is your wife the one that I talk to on the phone when I do my appointment?
Yes. Carrie.
Oh, yes. I gave you a shout out.
I heard that. She's like she's the sexiest woman I know, obviously.
No doghouse for Robert tonight.
No, I don't like that play. But I sent my son-in-law. He broke down on the way to work today. He said, where can I go? I said, take it to All-American Mike.
There you go.
In Millbrook.
Well, it was so funny, and I got to tell the story. I was, she was called to set up an appointment for getting my service done. And she said, at the very end, she said, I got to tell you this. My husband and I love your radio show and listen all the time, every time we can. She told me that you were a courier and you like to have it on in the car. And she is so, so nice, and she has taken such great care of me.
Yeah, she's definitely an asset to their company, because when she says, how can I make you smile?
She means it.
You can tell she's wanting to make you smile. But, I've been listening probably, me and her, probably the last, however long you've been on the radio.
Well, that's 10 years.
Yeah, so, and I had never called in, but I listen all the time, and it's a great show.
So are you a first-time caller today?
I am.
Robert, we got to get your month and day of birth so we can get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card.
Oh, yeah, I love Fresh Market, too.
Give me your month and day of birth.
3/7
Outstanding. We're going to put you in for the Fresh Market. We're also going to put you in for the Sweet Cream Farm Market growing.
That sounds good. We plan on going down there. We haven't been there yet. But
you got to go. You got to take your bride down there, my friend. You got to take her. She's going to love you for it.
Hey, I was going to ask you, too.
Sure.
When do you think that, and I don't really think it's so much the Democrats went after Trump, but the establishment, when, at what point did they decide they were going, because they didn't go after any of the other Republican candidates. If any of the other ones had been elected, we wouldn't be going through all this Russia stuff.
Yeah, we wouldn't be. But they wouldn't have been elected.
Yeah, at what point did they decide, hey, this guy's a threat, and we need to take him out?
Because he is, they're globalists, and he is a non-institutional politician, a political person, and non-conventional, and they knew he was going to upset the apple cart.
So you think they decided from the very beginning?
I think there were a group of people that were did not want him to be there and felt the threat that he could pull something off because Hillary Clinton was such a flawed conventional candidate. Robert G., I got your name in. Let me go pick up Al, the telephone call, real quick before I get off there. Tell your bride I said hello. Al, I've got 1 minute for you.
Okay. Dan, the comment I wanted to make was regarding Trump and dealing with crises. And let's not even talk about the crises, okay? But I think that what he has done has addressed the issues that would lead us into a crisis and has addressed and given us more options to deal with a crisis than many of the past presidents and administrations have.
Okay. I can go with you on that. Al, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day. Joey, we've done it again, my friend. Once we've gotten again. Telephone calls talking about how great All-American Mike and Don Duncan and our good friend Clark and others and people talking about Fresh Market. I love that. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.